produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
And today, this afternoon, we are with A.J. Goel, Director of Epigenetics and Cancer Prevention at the Baylor University Medical Center. A.J. Goel is Director of Epigenetics and Cancer Prevention. He has spent more than 20 years researching cancer and has been the lead author or contributor to 150 different scientific articles published in peer reviews, international journals, and several book chapters. Welcome, Dr. Goel. Today we're talking about Boswellia serrata.
Hello, thanks for having me on the show. I'm quite excited.
Oh, good. Tell me a bit about yourself and your work.
Well, just like you said, my primary interest is in disease prevention. So that's where bulk of my research is. And within the context of disease, I mostly work on cancer prevention. So when it comes to prevention, especially in the context of cancer, there are two ways you can prevent cancers. One is we refer to as primary prevention, which means do something, maintain certain lifestyles, dietary lifestyles, or other ways that you don't get the cancers to begin with. And then the secondary prevention, which is equally important, is that if you can find cancers early on, we all recognize that if you can find the disease early on and do something to treat it, get rid of it, you have better outcomes. So my research is focused on both aspects, trying to use nutritional and dietary approaches to prevent the cancers to begin with, which is primary prevention. And secondly, a big part of my research is where I'm developing diagnostic approaches, mostly blood-based diagnostic approaches to find gut cancers, colon, gastric, pancreatic cancers, so forth, in a non-invasive fashion.
Okay. So tell me, in the early detection, what are, you say the blood work often detects it. Is there benefit to these mammograms or the always having pap tests, having these regular checkups? Is that how it's found?
Absolutely. So I think all of these modalities, you said mammograms or pap smears or colonoscopy for different kinds of cancers, yes, these are all screening tools we have, and they definitely help in finding the cancers early on. The challenge is that not too many people in the country follow these screening guidelines very seriously for a variety of reasons. I work mostly on gastrointestinal cancers, and within that, you know, colon cancer is a very, very common problem in this country. But even as of now, 50% of the population in this country do not follow recommended guidelines for colon cancer screening, which is a problem because if these people don't follow the screening guidelines and the first time they present with the disease, it's already too late, and no matter what we do, the outcomes are not as pretty. So what we are trying, and the reason people are not compliant is because the tools we have, people don't like. Nobody likes colonoscopy. Most people don't go there. Those who have done it one time, they won't go a second time because some think it is invasive. Others can't afford it. And third, those who have done it once, they won't go back. So what we are trying to do is we're trying to make an effort to get rid of these invasive procedures and trying to develop equivalent blood-based markers that which you can use them and measure them on an annual basis. And in high-risk families, you can even measure your levels of these cancer markers much more frequently so that more frequently we use these screening approaches, we can find these cancers early, and we can help a lot more people.
Well, that sounds a lot better than going through the other ones. Tell me a bit about Boswellia. What has Boswellia traditionally been used for?
So Boswellia is a fantastic compound, and it's traditionally, it's one of those. Boswellia also is known as frankincense. It was one of the gifts given to Jesus by the three wise men.
So it had to be good.
Yes, and primarily it is a aromatic gum resin that comes from African and Asian countries that grows these trees. So essentially, true frankincense or Boswellia comes from this tree called Boswellia serrata, and it is naturally found in the dry hilly areas of India, and it has been an Ayurvedic medicine which is used for thousands of years in that part of the world. People have used it historically for treating asthma, inflammatory bowel syndrome, joint pains, and in more recent years, it has found its use in virtually a lot of things: asthma, allergies, bronchitis, COPD, brain and memory function improvement, cancer, heart disease, you name it.
And what is its action? How does it help in all those?
So Boswellia is a very, very potent anti-inflammatory. So it helps reduce inflammation, and as we all know, that chronic inflammation, low levels of chronic inflammation are a key element to a lot of chronic illnesses, and such chronic inflammation typically remains asymptomatic, which means that we all may be feeling healthy for the most part, but this small level of inflammation continues to stay in our bodies, in our cells, for decades and decades, and when that happens, it turns on a lot of abnormal processes, which puts it at risk for different chronic diseases, including cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's, depression, you name it. So what Boswellia does is it's anti-inflammatory. It keeps inflammation in check. But the way it functions as an anti-inflammatory is somewhat different. Inflammation can be triggered by, we all know, cyclooxygenases, COX-1 or COX-2. But also at the same time, Boswellia does not inhibit the activity of COX-1 or COX-2, but it works on lipooxygenase pathway or LOX pathway, and it blocks the 5-LOX activity, which really is important for reducing the inflammation triggered by leukotrienes in the gut. So that's why it is very, very effective. It is probably one of the most potent naturally occurring 5-LOX inhibitor, and if you reduce this inflammation in the gut, it leads to so many multiple reduction in anti-inflammatory activities.
If you are already on any other cancer therapies, is this still okay, or are there contraindications?
So far, we don't have as large a body of scientific data on that particular issue, that being the use of Boswellia along with most other modern drugs we use. But the evidence we have so far on some of the drugs used for arthritis, especially osteoarthritis or rheumatoid arthritis, and asthma and other cancer drugs, so far on any of these drugs, there are no contraindications noted.
Okay. Why is it stopping the inflammation? Why is that so important? So the Boswellia is going to bring the inflammation down. What does that do for the cancer?
So cancer cells thrive upon inflammatory stress. So once we have inflammation in cancer cells, you know, it triggers one of the very important factors in cancer, which is NF-kappa B or nuclear receptor kappa B. So once inflammation triggers, it basically turns on a cascade of events, which basically puts a lot of genes out of disorder. So in the context of cancer, there are two sets of genes we talk about: oncogenes, which means cancer-causing genes, and tumor suppressor genes. The job of these genes is to suppress or reduce the growth of cancers. So in a healthy cell, your oncogenes or tumor-promoting genes are not very active, while tumor-suppressive genes are very active, which keep the growth of cells in check. So that's what you want in a healthy, normal individual, and that's how we live our lifetimes without any problems. But in cancer cells, this process gets reversed. What that means is your oncogenes become hyperactive, and your tumor-suppressor genes, which I give example like brakes of the car, they stop functioning, and that is because of inflammatory stress, antioxidative stress. And once you have these oxidative stress, once you have this kind of stress, it shuts off some of the genes. The job of these genes is to control cell growth, cell behavior. So when these genes stop functioning, the tumor cells love it, because now these cancer cells can continue to proliferate, continue to grow, and there's no check on their growth. And that's why most of the patients continue to see growth of their tumor cells. And we have done studies, others have done studies, that when you treat these patients or in preclinical models, these cancer cells with the compounds like Boswellia, it can immediately, within hours to days, it can slow down this inflammatory process. And once that happens, all of your oncogenes and tumor suppressive genes begin to behave the way they're supposed to, and the tumor cells begin to die.
So you can feel the inflammation relief or the pain relief right after, like within an hour of taking Boswellia?
The response varies in different people. I've seen people sharing their experiences with me where they say that within a few hours of taking Boswellia, they feel better. Some of these people had chronic pains and aches for decades or for many, many years, and they tell me that when they take this, within a few hours to maybe a day, they feel the difference. And others, it may take a day or two, depending upon what is the nature of the pain and what is the root cause of the pain and how long they had it. So the time span may vary, but in most individuals, whenever they try it, they tell me that the pain is reduced. And not only the pain is reduced, it is gone for long periods of time, and it makes them feel better in general.
Dr. Goel, is Boswellia good for preventing the cancer? Would it be good to take even if you were just concerned that cancer was in your family?
Absolutely. We have done studies, especially in the context of colon cancer, where we have done these kind of studies that if you treat these cancers, these normal-looking cells which have not become cancerous, if you treat them with Boswellia and you compare them with the cells which are not treated, you can see that it does help prevent these normal cells becoming cancerous. Absolutely, it does. But so the answer to your question is yes, it helps in preventing cancers to develop. But in those individuals where the cancer already has happened, those who already got cancers, if they begin to take these compounds on their own, or most of these patients will be on some kind of cancer chemotherapy, when they take it along with their chemotherapy, actually it makes your chemotherapy look better, because most of the chemotherapeutic drugs, they do wonders in terms of killing cells, but the challenge is they're highly toxic, and the toxicity comes from their lack of specificity. What that means is when you take these drugs, it kills your tumor cells, but also kills your normal cells, and that's why patients feel weak and feel hurt because of the toxicity. But we have done studies that when you combine it with your chemotherapy, actually you can reduce the dose of chemotherapy quite a bit, but still derive the same level of benefit by simply using Boswellia as an adjunct to your conventional chemotherapy.
Are physicians aware in general of this and of Boswellia and using it alongside allopathic remedies?
I think it depends who you talk to. I think still most of the mainstream physicians are not aware of it because although there's quite a large body of scientific evidence which has come out in the last few years on the use of Boswellia in cancer patients, but I still think we probably need more controlled, large human clinical trials to make a much stronger case. I think the data we have is largely anecdotal or quite a bit of preclinical data in the context of cancer.
Okay.
In terms of
Dr. Goel, we're going to have to go to a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to continue talking about Boswellia.